Okay. The Crooked Steeple. You're probably sick of telling people the story of the Crooked Steeple.
Well, it's a good story. Now, Chris Southgate, who's a heritage architect in Cork, who's done some work for us, he got a cherry picker up and had a good look at it and assured me it was just weathering on the weather side after it was built. You know, the prevailing wind and rain washed the mortar out on one side, and so it tilted in that direction. But there are lots of, and I'm happy, he tells me it's reasonably safe. We had a bit of work done back in 2010, just before the president came, and some beautiful photographs were in the Echo at that time. Chris tells me it's quite safe, so that's good. But all sorts of stories that the workmen back in 1861 had a row with the architect could happen, so they did it on purpose. Or even, and that they were drunk, and that when the scaffolding came off, lo and behold, the sign of their drunkenness was all there. But the worst story, maybe shouldn't even tell you this, but two gentlemen were, I was working away in the church grounds and the garden, just dressed in ordinary clothes, and two Cork men came in just to see the church, and they said to me, I won't try a Cork accent because I come from the north, but they said, you know, the boy that designed this church, he hanged himself in that tower. And I said, oh, do you tell me that? It was the first time I'd ever heard that. And they were convinced of what it, I never heard that story before, and I would deny it. What I think they were mixing up was the tragic story about Christ the King Church down at Turner's Cross.
That's right, yeah.
Where there was a huge overrun, apparently. And the story is that the architect did take his own life.
Lynch, was that his name? Was that
it may have been, yeah.
Yeah.
So they think they mixed up the two stories.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
So we have a crooked spire, but it's quite safe, and there is no, as far as I know, no tragic story with it.
Okay. I like the idea of the guys being drunk, or maybe just doing it to spite the architect or something kind of very Cork about that.
Well, that is, but I no documentary evidence for that.
No, there's always a rational explanation, which is always not as amusing or
yeah. Now Walter Burrell, who's used to be Siemens missionary on the docks of Cork, he had these wonderful slideshows, and I was there with him once in Ashton School. He was showing his slides about the ships and the docks, and he says, quick as a fire, Walter says, there's the crooked spire of Trinity Presbyterian Church, which represents the crook in man's nature, the sin of human beings. And I thought, well, Walter, that's as good an explanation as any, a good reminder.